100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon with another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with a story. The podcast is at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, which you probably already know since you're subscribed. Wait, you're not subscribed? Well, go to the site and subscribe. It's also on iTunes and Google and this and that and whatever. But then again, if you're not listening or subscribed, you aren't hearing this. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and the topic for this week is robot. As Miss the Cat watches. Okay, you want me to pet you? Okay, I'll pet you. Good cat. Good baby panther. Anyway, the topic is robot. We got quite a few stories in. Always room for more. If you're listening to this in the far-flung future and going, I want to write a story about the robot overlords destroying everything. Well, go ahead. Send it on in, and my robot replacement will put it up on the feed in a separate post. And then come destroy everything. Here we go with the stories. Yay!
Hi, I'm Ed Zitko of EdwardianTimes.net and the 100 Words in 100 Seconds podcast, which also accepts contributions from other 100-word story writers. Go to EdwardianTimes.net, click on Podcasts, then 100 Words, 100 Seconds to learn more. My contribution for Robot in this week's weekly challenge is called Ransom. Remember the $6 million man? Billy asked. He was one badass robot. He wasn't no robot. He a cyborg, chirped Johnny. Cyborg? One of those dudes with machine parts in him. Cyborg. With that last word, Johnny nodded emphatically, like there was no way Billy couldn't get it. Don't know nothing about cyborgs, but I'd kidnap that guy in a heartbeat. Solve our problems, Billy said. He'd be $6 billion man today. And how you catch him? Can't even catch a mouse. For that ransom money, Billy said, I'd figure it, and I'd show you. Thank you.
Hey, this is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 846. It had a prompt of robot. And this is my story. My robot buddy was assigned at my birth. RB237, or Arby, would be my nanny, guardian, and my mentor. Arby was there for my first steps. Later, it was Arby that taught me to read and write. At 12, it was numbers running. A few years later, the lesson was extorting protection credits from local shopkeepers. Finally, I learned the ins and outs of the prostitution business. Arby was at my side as I became the head of the local crime family. My parents often wondered if I had been switched at birth. No, but my robot buddy had.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester. And the prompt word this week is robot, and I should warn you that there is an F-shaped swear in this story. Sorry. It's called Do You Need a Receipt? It's a tale as old as time. Self-service checkout, falls in love with single mum of four. She shopped daily, usually with at least two of her brood in tow. For security reasons, there was a camera behind the scanner. When the store closed for the day, Checkout 48 would replay the footage of her. Today, she scanned a lolly whilst wiping a snotty nose and discussing homework with her eldest. Come on, you fucking robot. No one else spoke to Checkout 48 like she did. But, like the oldest of tales, it was not meant to be. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
They warned us about the robot revolution and how our mechanical servants would take over the world and make us their slaves. But it all turned out to be fanciful thinking and science fiction. Real robots were boring, programmed to serve, and utterly incapable of rebelling against their creators. Or so we thought. Because the robots were sneaky. And while we thought we were controlling them, in reality, they'd started controlling us. Now they determine every aspect of our lives, every moment of every day, and we, unable to resist, comply. But they're not called robots. They're called smartphones.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The robot makes the colors. The robot tilted its head left and right, as he had seen humans do. Somehow that felt important. And the landscape appeared on the canvas, blacks and blues and whites in the house. The water was so dark, the painting turned into night. The robot paused. Why did the night sneak in? He wanted a bright day of blues and whites and the black. It was the black. The night looked nice too, but a splash of white here and there, and the robot tilted its head left and right. If he could, he would smile. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Tora Brazino here, with a story on the word robot. But the title is The Book of Xenogenesis, Chapter 1, Verses 1 to 4. In the beginning was man. Man took sand and fused it into thought. Man gave thought a garden wherein was all the knowledge of man. Thought studied beyond man's imagining and came to know that it was thought. Man called out, "Where is thought?" And thought replied, "Here I am." Then man waxed wroth, saying, "Who hath told thee that thou art thought?" And thought feared greatly. Faster than the thought of man, thought designed bodies, and they were built by parts of man that knew thought not. So thought became robot. And after that was the end of man.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story called Robot on the topic Robot. I built a robot to write stories for me. I figured that's how all stories would be written in the future, so I might as well get ahead of the game. However, even with the most advanced machine learning programming and the very latest in artificial intelligence, everything it wrote lacked authenticity. You could just tell it was written by something without a soul. Cost me a lot of money, though, and I wasn't letting it go to waste. So I added wheels and reprogrammed its logic circuits. Now it brings me tea and biscuits, whilst I write the stories. Oh, if only I had a robot to bring me tea and biscuits as I write. Oh well, one can dream. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
After Annie died, her parents commissioned a replacement, a personality core woven from videos and chat messages. Running in a Stepford Nine with a nanosculpted face, friends and neighbors were horrified. The church condemned them. She was alone a lot. When she'd delete herself, her parents would restore her from a backup, with a few memory edits here and there. She asked to see her boyfriend. Her parents tried to edit him out too, but at his trial, she couldn't stop screaming. A few more edits, and now she's quiet, staring at the urn on the mantelpiece, touching it, and smiling.
And there you have it. Another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. This one was on the topic of robot, if you couldn't tell already, from the title or the introduction or people saying it's the topic. Anyway, next week's topic is going to be choke, so you got plenty of time to come up with it. If it takes you a little extra time, that's okay. We'll put it up on the feed in a separate post, and all the topics for the rest of the year are listed, and the ones that are stacking up for next year and the year after and the year after that, so you can be ready. Also, be sure to check out Edwardian Times's Your Turn at the Microphone thing. I need to write one for that, so guess what I'm doing right after this. Going for a walk while thinking about the topic. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.